Day 2, Isaiah's Prophecy.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1, 22 and 23. Have you ever stopped for just a moment to ponder the majesty of the word Emmanuel? It is incredible to consider that when Isaiah, the holiest man in Israel, prophesied, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel." He was literally predicting that in the future, the one who spoke and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence would tabernacle in flesh among men. Indeed, that is precisely what the word Emmanuel means. God with us. As we continue our journey towards Christmas Day, let's take just a moment to consider the context of perhaps the best known of all Old Testament prophecies. In context, Isaiah foresees impending doom looming on the horizon, but he also foresees a coming Messiah who would ultimately deliver God's people from their sins. The near future fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah 8 confirmed to his contemporaries that he was indeed a true prophet of God. While the Holy Spirit may have revealed another layer of meaning as a far future messianic prophecy, the foremost concern of Isaiah and his contemporaries was the protection of Judah against her enemies. Indeed, Judah was shaken as two powerful kingdoms sought her demise. God, however, promised King Ahaz that the birth of Isaiah's son, Maher-shalal-Hash-Baz, would be a sign that Judah would be spared. In the words of Isaiah, "Before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste." It should be noted that while Isaiah's wife, unlike Mary, was not a virgin when she gave birth to Maher-shalal-Hash-Baz, she was nonetheless the forefuture fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Virgin, or Alma, was simply a term used to refer to the prophetess prior to her union with Isaiah, not that she would give birth to a child as a virgin. It was not until the birth of Jesus, 700 years later, that it became entirely clear that the near future fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in the birth of his son Maher-shalal-Hash-Baz was a type, the antitype of which was Jesus the Messiah. While Maher-shalal-Hash-Baz was a sign guaranteeing God's temporal salvation of Judah, Jesus Christ, the true Emmanuel, not only signified but embodied the ultimate and eternal salvation of God's chosen ones from sin and death.